The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. And as I do every morning, I draw one card for sort of a thought or the card of the day. And today's card is all about how you handle your temper, how you handle the stress connected with your temper. Sometimes people get upset or angry when people aren't keeping pace with how fast their mind works. And what I need to remind you is to slow down and really listen to what's going on with the other person, because they may not be as smart or get things as quickly as you do, but that's not about, it's not about you getting angry about it. It's about you being more understanding about it. So, and the other thing is that when I get this card that literally talks about everything being a fight, I want you to concentrate more on the things that seem to flow easily into your life instead of the things that you need to fight for or you feel like you need to fight for. Because what I'm getting today, and this is the card of the day, is how you handle your temper. Sometimes you become angry because you're afraid you won't get what you want. That's sometimes what happens. Sometimes you get angry because you're frustrating because people don't understand you. But mostly, this may even be about ancient anger. So if you're dealing with anger, if there are things that you are just pissed off about, that, you know, why is it everybody else's turn and not mine, or something like that, then what I want you to do is take out a sheet of paper, write the word anger on the top of the sheet of paper, and write down all the things you're pissed off about on the sheet of paper. Just write it all down. Because it's not, the anger is a reaction to this physical form being here in this lifetime. There really isn't anger. Because when you align with your spiritual side of things, there's only opportunities to learn. So write down all the things that you're pissed off about on that sheet of paper. And at the bottom of that sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release these angry feelings from my new beginning. Then I want you to sign your name. I want you to crumple it up and go outside and burn it. Just let it go. Because what I'm getting here is that you are your own worst enemy if you allow anger to get in the way of what you really want in your life. So just saying. All right, I'm going to go. Oh, I got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, 702. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. My name is, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Craig.
Oh, hey, Craig, what's your question?
My question is, I had a very weird weekend. It's actually kind of funny, but it really ain't. I was dating someone online, and we made our relationship kind of official on 4th of July. And then, like, the last 2 days that I was in town to see her, things kind of broke down. And I'm not sure if it was sabotage or whatnot, but we was able to patch things up yesterday. But I just want to know, where do you see us going from here?
Well, one of seeing here in the cards with the two of you is that neither one of you are that comfortable actually being connected with each other. It's not that you're not supposed to be connected with each other. It's just saying that there's a discomfort that goes along with actually being officially connected with somebody. And what it's saying here is that you need to release the fear connected with allowing someone to get this close to you, Craig. that you need to not be so afraid that she's going to hurt you, because according to this, she's not going to hurt you. And that these next 2 to 3 weeks, and by the way, you have the number 2 and the number 3 repeating here. So the number 2 is always about bringing two people together, that you're always better when you're with somebody than when you're not with somebody. And the next 3 weeks needs to be about you being more understanding of this is new to both of you. I mean, the fact that you guys have made this step together is kind of a big deal for both of you. And if you even said that to her, said, you know, you're the first woman that I've actually felt this connected to in a really long time, that will help, you know, break down the barriers between the two of you. And that's okay. What I'd like to see happen is just say, you know, it's been a long time since I've really felt this connected to a woman, and I just think you're really something special. You know, you're not saying the love word, but what you're saying is I really think that you're something special. And that'll help her let her guard down, all right? Because the two of you, it feels different to be connected to somebody. And I just want to tell you, it's not a bad thing. It's just you got to get used to the idea that there actually is somebody in your life that you really want to tell your news to. There's really somebody that is your companion of choice right now. And that's kind of how I would phrase it, is that this woman is now your companion of choice. She's somebody that you truly like to share your day with. And just say, I've never felt so connected to someone as I do to you. And that will help kind of drop a lot of the barriers or that feeling of resistance that you seem to be getting. And so, you know, get to the love part, not the fear part. And what it's saying, Craig, is that this in the next 2 to 3 weeks, everything kind of feels like it's back on flow, like the way you really wanted it to be. So, all right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Okay, I've gotten a call here from the area code 985. Hello, 985. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Risha. Nice to meet you, Mona.
Hi, Risha. What's your question?
Well, you know, it's about, I don't know, maybe love. Things are going a little, I'm not sure what's going on here in the love department. Anything you can pick up?
Well, there's a card here of, so when you say love department, does it mean that you're dating somebody now or that you want to be dating somebody now?
Well, there is a particular person. His name, I'll just give you the first initial of his name. It's V, and his last initial is M. So
okay.
I'm just wondering, you know, what's going
Here's
on
the
again.
Thing. There, this relationship has some great potential, all right? But the way it has great potential is that you have to drop any preconceived thoughts from the past, either connected with him or you in other relationships. And in other words, don't assume that this man is going to behave the same way as some of the relationships from the past.
All right.
Okay. So, and having said that, what I want you to do is I'm going to give you an exercise. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to I want you to write down the things that went wrong in other relationships. I want you to write down a list of all the things that went wrong in other relationships, okay?
Okay.
And usually it boils down to not trusting the other person, but I'm not going to have you go in that area. I'm just going to I want you to write down all the things that went wrong in any past relationship. And then after you filled up that page, I want you to write, I release these fears to align in my love relationship. Okay?
Okay.
So I release these fears to align in my love relationship. All right? Then you sign your name and you go outside and you burn it. Okay? Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards is that I don't want you taking on the burden of a relationship. I want you to take on the joy of a relationship. So what I want you to do is look for the joy in this relationship, not the burden of it. And when I say burden, those are those things from the past that you're sort of assuming that this guy's going to do and he's not going to do them.
Yeah.
Okay? So take a vibrational step back, and I want you to look at this guy as though he's a puppy or a kitten. You know how when you see a puppy or a kitten and they could do nothing wrong? That's how I want you to look at this guy.
Oh.
Okay. Because the thing is this says that he regards you well. You just need to go into a vibration of trust, not fear.
Right, right.
All right, my friend.
Well,
thanks
I hope
for calling.
To hear from him soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is as soon as you do this, your vibration will change and he will feel it.
Yeah, good. I hope so.
All right, my
so.
Friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay,
yeah.
Bye. Got somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna Marie.
Hi, Anna Marie. What's your question?
My question is regarding to my short-term disability.
Okay.
Currently right now is underneath a pending status, and I found
right.
out that they needed more information, and I'm having this fear that it might not get approved.
Well, according to this, I want you to take it very casually. They just need more information. I'm not seeing that it's not approved. I'm seeing that they need more information. And so whatever way you can reach out to give them that more information, I want you to do it. According to this, there's money coming to you as quickly as August.
Okay.
So, but you just need to provide them with more information without getting scared or defensive about it. Just provide the additional information.
Okay.
All right. That's what I'm getting in my cards for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. I've got somebody here from the 478 area code. Hello, 478. Who's this?
Patricia. Hi, Mona.
Hey, Patricia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for me today?
I got switched to a new school, so I wanted to know how it's going to work out between me and the principal. Her name is Kim.
First of all, I'm really happy you got switched to a new school.
Okay. Me too.
I'm really happy. And what it's saying is this principal is actually a lot of fun. And what I want you to do is I want you to tap into sort of the fun factor without not being serious about your life, your job. Okay, so you're still serious about your job. I want you to take the job seriously, but I want you to treat the people around you in a very engaging, light, fun way. All right? So
okay.
So what it's saying here is the other woman that's coming up in your cards is coming up as a really delightful person. And I want you to take her on face value that she's coming up as a delightful person.
Okay.
Okay, because according to this, your hard work is going to be appreciated by her. Now, I want to tell you that I know you're tentative about being here, but I actually think this is going to be a great foundation for you, Patricia.
Okay.
All right, so don't worry about it. I actually think it's going to – now, when do you actually start?
Next Friday. I go back to work.
Okay. Excellent, because it's saying that this is especially powerful if you get to start in July.
Yes, we go back to work in July. The assistant principals and principals come back in July.
Nice. Okay, well, give me an update about a week after you're
okay.
there, okay? All right,
thanks,
Patricia. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. My computer's running a little slow. Hang on. I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, what's your question?
I recently started seeing a new person in my life, and I wanted to see where do you see this going or
Let's
what
see.
You see.
Well, every one of your cards is coming up positive, connected with this person. And this is somebody that you can be incredibly honest with and truthful with without using the truth as a weapon, you know, in other words, without using the truth to be, you know, to give too much information. You got to remember that this is a relationship, not something that you talk about how you, I don't know. You don't. Right now, you talk about the big intellectual things with the two of you. You don't talk about, like, your girly frustration things with this person, okay? Because what I'm getting is that this one is very smart, and that's the reason why they're so attracted to you is because you're also really smart. that it feels like the two of you have known each other a long time, even though you haven't known each other that long. There's a sense that you don't have to compromise yourself in this relationship. And the more activities that you do together, that you can create experiences, the more potential this relationship has. So I'm getting a total gold star on this one.
I just recently started seeing him, but he's kind of turned cold, and I don't want to seem so pushy in calling him. You know, I don't know. I just don't know what to get off of him.
Okay. Well, here's what I would suggest. Is that, you know, we have a big new release of the, did you see the first Planet of the first new Planet of the Apes movie?
No, not yet.
Dang. Okay. Well, because the first one was really good. I mean, you know, they did the remake, they did the Planet of the Apes back in, I think it was the 70s, and it was sort of cheesy. Well, when they did the remake and they did the new one a few years ago, it was actually a really good movie. Well, and I'm pretty sure the second one's going to be really good too. So you might want to see if he's planning on seeing, send him a text and say, hey, I'm wondering, do you want to go see the second Planet of the Apes movie? The nice thing about inviting him to a movie is the two of you are doing an activity where you don't actually have to talk to each other, but you can spend time together, and you can make it really casual. But then you'll have to rent the first Planet of the Apes movie to watch it before you actually go to the movies with him.
Okay.
Okay, but what it's saying is that he regards you favorably, that what he's attracted to is how smart you are, but you need to be very effervescent and light in the relationship and don't put any pressure on it. And just say, you know, hey, I'm thinking about going to the movies this weekend. You want to go?
Okay.
Treat it real light. If he comes back with, no, now's not a good time, say, okay, you know, let me know when. You know, have a great weekend, blah, blah, blah. Just be real light about it. Because the thing is that this guy needs, until he really commits, he needs a lot of freedom. And that's part of what happens when he initially sees somebody, is that he needs to make sure that that person is not going to be somebody that he feels like the gates are going to close on him. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
So just go back to the friendship part, saying, you know, I just say, hey, I'm thinking about seeing the new Planet of the Apes movie this weekend. You want to go?
Okay.
And if he says, no, this weekend's not good, I said, oh, okay, well, take care. I'll talk to you sometime. Just be real light about it. Don't even remotely come across that you actually care that he's busy.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you soon, you know. And then don't text him again until he reaches out to you. And this
That's what I've done. Because at first it was like he was texting me left and right, and then all of a sudden he just stopped. And I'm like, what happened?
Well, you it know, wasn't I, anything I, you did. Wasn't anything right. you did. Just say, hey, right. you want to go see the new Planet of the Apes movie this weekend? Just throw it out there. And if he says, no, I'm busy, say, okay, well, let me know when you're not. You know, just really light, because he's I think you're being tested a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I felt too. I felt
he's not a bad person. So he's worth it to you do one more reach out. Say, hey, you want to go to the movies this weekend?
Yeah. Okay.
And then if he says, well, you know, if he responds, well, what do you want to see? Say, I don't know. I hear that this new Planet of the Apes movie is really good. Any interest?
Okay.
You know, just real light, like you're texting a girlfriend you haven't heard from in a while.
Right, okay.
Okay, because the thing is this guy needs a lot of freedom, and he wants to make sure that whoever he attaches his wagon to is not going to be one of those obnoxious kind of people that wants to know where he is every minute of the day.
Okay.
All right, just try that and let me know what happens in a week.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Karen. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 904 area code. Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. What's your question?
I just started a new job the past month in a new state that's commission-based, and I've just been having a little bit of a hard time getting off the ground, so I want to finances improving on that.
Well, here's what I'm seeing, is that you're only in that job long enough to get another job, is what your cards are saying. that you you already don't like the job, and I want you to recognize that this is not what you really want to do, and not in an emotional beating yourself up sort of way, in a I've just discovered that this is not what I want, all right? So having said that, go through the motions of doing what you need to do, and you're going to get a couple of sales. That's fine. But I would instead in the next 2 to 3 weeks find yourself another job. And the fact that you've already got this one gives you the foundation to get another one. Okay? But according to what I'm seeing in the cards is that you don't really like the job and that you're being shown what you don't want. You know, cosmically, karmically, you're being shown what you don't want, and that's a blessing. So what I want you to do is in the next 3 weeks find something that you like better, even if you have to transition to something like working at Starbucks for a few months. I mean, and I'm serious about that. It's just the thing is that this job is not structured enough for you, and you at the end of a pay period, you want a paycheck.
Right.
So, all right, I hope that helps.
All right,
see you later.
There was an offer from them. Thank you.
Okay. All right, got another one from area code 857. Hello, 857.
Hey, Mona. Hey, Mona, how are you with Tita?
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm well.
What?
Ooh, excuse me.
That's
Mona,
okay. What's
I'm
your question?
And I'm in the position, and another employee has started this week, and she's in another role, but she wants to be in the role that I'm in, and I'm starting to see that she's being cutthroat and competitive. Maybe I'm reading it incorrectly.
No,
she's
you're
already
right.
There day two. Okay.
You're right. And what it's saying here is that there's a reason why she's not working at her last company.
Okay.
And you don't need to find out the reason, but what I'm seeing here is that it's exactly that manipulative, putting herself in the spotlight thing as quickly as possible.
Yes.
That is,
yes.
That's what she's doing, and that's what she did at the last job, and apparently it worked for her for a while at the last job until they realized that she really didn't have the foundation to do what she claimed she could do. So, whatever you can do to avoid her, I would do that. Does she report to you?
She's supposed to report to me, but I feel like now she's, because I've been there a week and she just started, I feel like she's trying to, and I've been nice to her. I've been kind to her. So I feel like I'm a mark, but I'm not a mark. I'm just, you know, I just don't want to assert myself too early, but I feel like I almost have to. Now I have to, because now you come
okay.
for me and I now.
Well,
I have to
here's what you're correct. She's the thing is though is that you need to take control of what you do. Now, there's a really clever way to do that, right? Because one of the things she's going to start doing is asking you to help her do some things, right?
Okay.
And you've already done a couple things for her, but what I want you to do now.
Right.
Is when she asks you for help, say, you know, let's say her name's Sally. You know, Sally, I'd really love to help you with this, and I've helped you with some other things in the past, but I'm fully invested in a project right now, and I just don't have time.
Okay.
So what you do is you and every time she asks you moving forward, say, wow, you just have some really amazing timing. I just started another project. I can't help you. All right?
Okay.
What's going to happen is that this says that she's going to latch on to a guy in your company that's actually on his way out, and she's going to kind of trip herself up. So you need to stop being her resource, because part of the reason she got hired is how charming she can be.
Okay.
And what I want you to do, because your card's coming up very positive, this is the new beginning that you really want to have for yourself career-wise. So I'm not worried about you. What I want you to do, though, is realize that you are working with a manipulative young woman who seems to just want to swipe all of the credit for everything herself. And what I want you to do instead is I want you to distance yourself from her and align yourself politically with the people that have the most power around you.
Okay.
Okay? So you're right. You're absolutely correct. But you've got this. You're better than she is.
Why me? Is it because I'm being so nice, or is it because I've shown her kindness, so now she thinks I'm weak?
Oh, no, no. It's not a question of her thinking you're weak. It's a question of her being able to use you for her to get ahead. It's not about you being weak. It's actually about the respect she has for you to train her in some way. So what I would do is point that out to your supervisor. So I would go to your supervisor and say, you know, the new chick that started, just want to let you know I've trained her how to do this and do this, and she's, you know, it's amazing how hungry for knowledge she is. So you're not dissing her, but what you're saying in a very subtle, without actually speaking it, is that she's not as qualified as they think she is because you've trained her in certain areas.
Okay.
Do you see how you're going to work this to your benefit?
Okay. So I'm basically distancing.
Yeah, you are right now you are distancing yourself from her. But before you actually mentally do that, you go to your supervisor and say, hey, by the way, I know that you want to find out Sally's progress since she just started, and I just want to let you know that I've trained her on these things, so she should be okay in those areas. And it's kind of fun. And then you say, oh, and you know, it's kind of funny how many people come to me and ask me to teach them things.
Okay.
Just, in other words, use her actions to your benefit.
Okay.
Because any progress she makes, I want that credit to come back to you.
Okay. So I basically helped her with her onboarding process. Got it. And now it's time we move away from her.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So just say, you know, I'm really good at facilitating new employees apparently because so-and-so came to me and I helped her with this and I helped her with that. Say it that way. I'm really good at facilitating new employees. There's, you know, just this example. Sally came to me. I helped her with this. I helped her with that. You know, got her started. So I'm sure she's going to do great. But then you step away
and
from her. You are not her resource.
And the gentleman that's on his way out, that's who she latches onto?
That it looks like she latches onto the wrong guy, and you need to let that happen.
Okay.
All right, and just maintain your balance because according to your cards, this is exactly the new beginning you're supposed to have. This is not about you being a victim or the fact that you're pleasant. Actually, it's the people in power that are usually the most pleasant. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready?
Yep.
I want you to watch the movie Harvey. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's an old movie with Jimmy Stewart, and the reason I want you to watch this movie is I want you to see how pleasant Jimmy Stewart is, and it's a comedy. I want you to see how pleasant Jimmy Stewart's character is through the whole thing.
Okay.
That's you. You're going to be Jimmy Stewart.
Okay.
But really, download it on Netflix or go get an old copy. We have a place here in Vegas called Buybacks. You can actually buy old DVDs for a couple bucks. But I want you to watch that movie this weekend because you being polite, you actually being the person that can be pleasant during uncomfortable circumstances is what's going to show your stuff. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
All right, because you know you called my radio program, so you're my hero.
Oh,
think about
you.
It. There are no accidents, my friend. All right. Thanks for calling.
Will
See you later. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Got somebody here from – oh, wait. Before I go to that, I'm going to go ahead and do a quick break, and I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events.
VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm going to go to Fabulous Las Vegas. Hello. Oh, let's get you on the air. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George, what's your question?
Do you see I'm trying to get a car? I haven't got one yet this week.
Oh, you didn't get the car yet? Oh, dang.
No, because of the setback at work.
Oh, yeah, that icky supervisor who I can't stand. All right, hold on. Did you apply at SLS Hotel yet?
Oh, I tried to. I don't know what it is. Maybe it wouldn't allow me to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I put in the SLS.com and I couldn't pull up.
Okay, it's slshotels.com.
Oh, okay.
And you need to do a Google search for the website. So you actually really haven't tried, in my opinion, George. Okay, because if you'd really tried, you would have found a way to go down there and apply in person. But here's what I would do is go on the Internet, type in SLS Hotels Las Vegas on Google, and it'll get you right to the website, and then you can apply online. And then you show up in person and say, I just applied for a security job online, and I just wanted to come by and introduce myself to you in person, and here's my resume. Because according to this, first of all, you can have a car in the next 7 days, but it's also saying July is a big power month for you to find a new job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why I'm really encouraging you to apply there.
Okay.
Okay? So, and I do see a car within the next 7 days, and it's one that you can afford. So, I would actually start looking, on the Internet for cars for sale at the dealerships. And I would call before you go down there.
Right. I was planning on doing that today and tomorrow, and hopefully I was planning on getting one Friday.
Okay, that's good. Friday's good.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you
I
later.
Okay,
bye. All right. So I have an interesting phenomenon with this radio program. So here I do these live calls, and I went through the calls at a very fast clip today. I ended up talking to 8 of you on the air. But I have a whole bunch of you on hold that are just listening and don't actually want to get on the air with me, and that's okay. I'll be back live tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and end the show early since my show depends on people calling in live. And I do appreciate you all taking the time to tune in, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.